Opening tomorrow in Rome, a three-day colloquium will study the life of the father of ecumenism, Cardinal Johannes Willebrands, marking the centenary of his birth. It will take place at the Pontifical Gregorian University and was organized by the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. The initiative also involves the Archbishop of Canterbury and Primate of the Anglican Communion, Rowan Williams, who on Saturday will meet Pope Benedict here at the Vatican. Philippa Hitchin asked one of the promoters of the event, Father James Puglisi, director of the Centro Pro Unione, about the debate at the heart of this event.
Ecumenism today in Europe and North America has its still historical theological roots, but ecumenism in places of the Southern Hemisphere, many respects, don't have the same types of divisions. I remember once talking to someone from South Africa and say, don't talk to us about the 16th century divisions. Our type of relationships at church is completely different. Theirs was one which were racial, one which was land reform, etc. So the ecumenical agenda changes from a systematic, dogmatic approach to one which has to deal with practical questions of life. And to a certain extent, that's something that John the 23rd wanted to do, didn't he? He wanted the church to become completely immersed in the society in which they were living, because he saw the church living too abstractly from that society, and the responses given by the church too sterile. And so he wanted to renew that. And I think this would be the great challenge for Willebrands today, who came from a certain type of formation, and the formation that is needed for ecumenists today is no more easy. It's more complicated because of the ethical questions that are more at the heart of ecumenical discussions today, which talk about how the churches have to live together and witness together in the world today.